This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
They won't be playing this at the honky tonk tonight. This is Bob.
My grievance is you making fun of my honky tonkness.
You are okay.
Wait, hold country. On.
I'm going to steal. You are not country.
I'm going to steal a line from Scott that has been said many times over the last few months. Who are you?
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you breaking out and going and trying different things.
Diversifying. I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Getting cultured.
It doesn't
big
mean
fan.
I'm going to start chawing on chaw or whatever you call that stuff. That's
chew
disgusting.
On chaw, but yeah.
Totally country based on that description.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not like I'm going to go chawing on chaw.
Someone did warn me, do not go up there and ask for like a really nice Pinot Noir.
No.
Yeah. Probably not going
to. No. There's only... There's
You're
only,
getting PBR yeah, or Bud Light.
I was going to say, there's only three letters you need to know tonight. P, B, and R.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not mean professional bull riding. That's Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I'll see y'all out there.
Are you going to boot, scoot, and boogie?
I'm wearing boots.
No, you're not.
Those are not boots.
Those are fashion boots. Shoes.
Those are boots in Leewood.
My grievance with all y'all. My grievance with all y'all making fun of
all
my boots.
All y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
All y'all.
Okay.
Yep.
All of yoons.
Right.
All right. We do have some open lines if you guys want to grab them. A couple people lost their patience during the break. We're going to do Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed. Get y'all's Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Oh, that was fast. As I was saying before my grievance... Sam Triggerfinger Stevie got in the middle of me. We do have a couple of open lines.
I got excited, sorry.
Can I finish my sentence from about a minute ago? We have a couple of open lines if you want. Okay.
Let's go.
At 913-586-7798, 586-7798. If you get in now, I promise you'll get on the air. As quickly as possible, we'll get everybody on the air, no problem. Bill in Olathe, you get us started. Hello, Bill.
Hello. I've got a grievance and a gratitude.
Okay, what's your? Let's start with your gratitude.
Excellent. My gratitude is I am retired.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah! Whoa.
Starting today. All right, good for you, buddy.
Yep. And my grievance is I'm retired. I don't get to work with the nice people I work with.
Oh, well, those are both great. Good for you, man.
Yep. Anyway.
Enjoy it, Bill.
Have a good day.
You do the same. Sounds like you're already having one. Tristan in North Kansas City. Tristan, hello.
Thank you for taking my call. Happy Festivus Friday, y'all.
Same to you. Same to you, y'all.
My grievance was I heard yesterday on your anniversary, I had never got to hear Radioactive with Dana and Parth. And I complained to Mr. Bossman, hey, why don't we throw that episode up on the podcast feed?
I think you should just be thankful. Be thankful that that's not out there in this universe.
No, I'm very upset because he informed me some ne'er-do-well has been deleting episodes that are more than 6 months old.
I know somebody's been deleting some of our files in our internal system, but I don't know about deleting the podcasts.
Okay, maybe not the podcast, but yeah.
Tristan, I hear your grievance, but I'm with Dana. Count your lucky stars that we didn't have podcasts available back then. None of those shows exist, even in our internal system to this day. I mean, that was 13 years ago. And while yes, the show has become incredibly, amazingly, beyond our wildest dreams, successful, you do not want to hear those first few shows. They were a little, how will I put this, rough around the edges.
Sounds like I'm being challenged.
Good luck.
We're just stating a fact, Tristan. It was rough.
Thank you all very much.
You too, man.
I would still love to hear them, but, you know, they're lost of time. But thank you for doing the show. And you make my life so much more bearable.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting us, and you make our life a ton of fun. And we appreciate everybody who listens. All right, I'll bite. Dakota.
He basically said what I was going to say. I was going to see, since it's your first day, the 14th year there, see what the voice is and the show has changed from the first day you started.
Hey, Kansas City, really? Coming up on Monday at 2 o'clock.
Seriously?
She's got some shit to say.
Wow.
Go. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Act natural.
Coming up on Monday, it's Radioactive with me, Dana Wright.
We weren't even funny.
No, and I was like 15 years old.
I sound like I'm 15 years old.
You were on your way to becoming funny.
When did the Dana-ism start?
When did the Dana-ism start?
Day one, baby.
When did we start recording them? That was back in the Rod days.
There are thousands in that very unfortunate library.
Can we find an original one?
No. I think I don't know that we need to go back there.
I think there's a restraining order involved.
Is today 14 years and day one?
No, today's 13 years and day one. We have started our 14th year together.
You know, I don't understand math like that.
Jerk that thing.
It won't come out. Wait.
All right, there's one. How many do you need, Dakota? Oh, six? Okay.
One at a time. I'll be shoving five in there. Good God. And I remember standing in front of that and just letting it blast on my face. There's no hole. There's no hole to put that thing in. There's no hole. She comes out. She's got two balls. And I'm looking. I'm like, which one do I want? Because one was blue and one was red.
I bet one was blue.
Well, the red one didn't fit.
Multiple
pumps can be performed to create additional suction. I'm a big fan of the nut log. I could suck on a nut log all day long.
Okay.
They're this big. Have you seen them?
How big are they?
They're this big. Very important to look at the hole before you press down on that thing. Just totally spray it all over my face.
Getting worse. Getting worse. Sam, one more, then we're moving on.
Like, it was hard.
913-586-7798. We do have an open line if you want to grab it. Darren in Olathe. Darren, hello.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Anytime.
Hey, I probably share some of the frustrations of a lot of people around here in Kansas City. And I have, I had two elderly parents. I lost one here recently. But
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I spend a lot of time back and forth at the hospital for both of them. Now it's just my dad. But KU and Advent is both of the places have parking garages for their employees, yet their employees consider the visitor parking up front their parking places. And I can't tell you how many times I've gone there and watched all the employees walk into the building from the visitor parking places. And if you're not there by 8 o'clock in the morning, you don't have a spot to park.
Darren, real quick, that is a phenomenal grievance. Have you reached out to any of the, and we don't need, all the hospitals could be doing this, I don't know, but I would reach out to the hospitals directly and let them know, because I feel like that's something they would want to know.
I've let Advent know twice and nothing has happened. Last time I was there, I said something to one of the girls and she said, please tell me about it. She said, because we have the same problem. because they have doctor's offices next to the hospital, and their patients don't have any place to park either because all the parking places are completely full in that place. And like I said, they've got parking garages for the employees, but they don't use them. So,
Darren, appreciate the call and the grievance. Thank you for it, and sorry about your folks. 913-586-7798. I do have an open line. Sean, Matt, Mindy, you guys hang tight. You're all up next. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Oh, thank you, Texter. This is the most hysterically funny week I have heard since I've been listening to this show. Well, thank you. That makes me very happy. Gratitude for your podcast. I just listened to the One Word show, and it was amazing.
Thank you. That was one of my favorite interviews with our friend who authored a book about the one word that could change your life. We're all supposed to have a word for 2025 that you are mindful of with almost every step you take in life. My word is still, and I'm working on that. Sam, your word is positivity.
It is. It's been going very well.
I don't remember your word, Scott. What was it?
Well, it hurts. I'll have to accept that.
Oh, acceptance. There you go. See? You're accepting the fact that I can't remember your word.
Do have an open line if you want to grab it at 913-586-7798. You can also use the same number to text in your grievance if that is your preference. Sean in Topeka. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. I just want you guys to know that I ended up choking on my Red Bull and shot some of it out of my nose when you said boots and Leewood. That tore me up.
Thank you.
That killed me, honestly. That I got it all over my steering wheel. Anyway.
Send me the bill. I'll send you the money.
Yeah, but my grievance is with the city of Topeka, the road department, because we just had all that rain the last couple days, and today they caused at least a 2-mile backup on city streets with the asphalt crew putting in hot patches, covering potholes in puddles of water. So it wasn't doing anything, and you got all these vehicles that are, you know, all this loose asphalt, and these vehicles are just running right over it as it's puddles of water, and then it's shooting it everywhere, hitting people's windshields. I mean, you'd think they would be a little bit smarter than that, but then again, it is Topeka. But love the show, guys. You guys are the best.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you very much.
Are they vehicles or trucks?
He just dropped, and I didn't drop him. I didn't drop him. Matt in Raytown. Matt, hello.
Hey, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Love you guys. Listen to the show, and you guys always make me laugh after a long week, so it's much, much appreciated.
Thank you.
My grievance today is in Overland Park, there on the corner of Metcalf and College, there is a yield to pedestrian sign, but for some reason every car there decides to yield to traffic when there's a dedicated lane to proceed on through. So every day I'm getting off work, that's my first turn, and I'm just stuck there as every car decides to wait for the next light. So a little bit of a PSA there. That is a yield to pedestrians, not yield to traffic on that corner.
Okay, Matt. Hey, do appreciate it. Have a great weekend, my friend. Mindy in Basser. Hello, Mindy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You guys are the best thing at the end of a bad day, and I appreciate you all.
Aw, thank you.
My grievance, we were talking about headlights either yesterday or the day before about turning them on.
Mm-hmm. That was yesterday.
So take your car to the shop. They work on it. You get it home. You put it up. The next morning you're driving, and all of a sudden you realize your dash lights are way too low. You think you hit the dash that turns them up or down, and you fiddle with it. Then you realize you don't have any headlights on, because the shop turned them completely off instead of leaving it on auto. Drives me crazy.
Huh.
So, that's all.
Okay,
crazy.
Mindy,
thank you for the call and the kind words.
Excuse me. From the text line, my grievance is my 8-year-old son's soccer socks. Why must they be so darn hard to get on? I have a tip. I have a tip for you.
Great grievance.
Having played for many, many years and coached my daughters through every season they ever played, bunch them up, okay? I know they're very long socks. Bunch them up and get, so basically you can just put it over their toes and then pull them up. Don't try to leave the sock completely elongated and try to pull it up over the shin guards and everything like that. Bunch it up first, just get it over the toes, and then pull it up. Makes it much easier. Or just buy larger socks. Bobby in Overland Park, welcome to Festivus Friday. Hello.
Hey, you guys. Love your show.
It's yours, and thank you.
Yeah. So my grievance is the way people treat you socially before and after you enter a relationship. Before, I've been with my wife for, we've been married a year and a half. We've been together about 3.5 years, overall. And before I got married, I got to see my best friends who I loved to death I've had for 20, 15 years between them, once or twice every couple of months. And ever since I got into a relationship, they seem to have forgotten I'm not a social butterfly, and everyone wants to hang out with us at all times. My wife is the most delightful person on the planet, and they think, oh, cool, he is now a delightful person. Wrong. I do not want to go out and do things. I don't want to go bowling. I don't want to go have dinner.
Oh.
I want to stay at home with my stuff and my wife.
That is an interesting grievance, Bobby.
Thank you. I love, you know, I'm an introvert by heart. So is my wife. We're both homebodies. But once we officially like really became serious, everyone wants to hang out with us. My friend's parents are texting us, trying to get us to go have dinner with them. I don't want that.
You know, yeah, you would go out from time to time, Bobby. You're just saying you guys in a new marriage, you're getting bombarded. Like, let's all go out every Friday, every Saturday, every Thursday.
Oh, yeah. we have to deny invitations to stuff sometimes 2 or 3 times a week. And I think my friends probably think I have serious medical issues because there's only so many times you can take. I have the runs before they start to be like, we should see if there's anything we should start a GoFundMe page for him.
Bobby, I know how you feel because I'm kind of a homebody after work. I like to go home. Do you and your wife watch Wheel of Fortune by chance?
I'm a millennial. No.
You will. Mark my words.
Well, we'll see.
It's America's game, Bobby.
Bobby, can I just tell you one quick thing? As someone sure. in a, you know, love is lovely. And I will tell you, sometimes you got to split the difference. So that means you don't go out till 8 or till 10. You're not going to some rager. But like, I'll meet you right after work with your person for like one drink and an appetizer. And then you're home by 7. Like, I like doing that because sometimes you got to get out and, you know, because you've said no so many times.
Yeah, I work 12-hour shifts. So that definitely doesn't happen.
Yeah, Bobby, don't listen to her. Listen to me. Yeah. Go home and watch Wheel of Fortune.
You're my favorite of the two. I'll listen to you.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right. Be safe and be well. Let's grab Andy real quick before we get to the break. We do have some open lines if you guys want them. 913-586-7798. Andy, hello.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
So I'm a veteran, and I was in the military 21 years. I get normally excellent service from the VA. I really appreciate the VA hospital that we have and some of the outlets that are around town. But I had November 29th, I had a sleep study done to get better sleep. They just contacted me back about the results, having obstructive sleep apnea about a week ago. And like, I'm having trouble sleeping all this time. So like, it would be nice if there was some communication there, because I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm literally choking on myself. And
oh, my gosh.
It's not fun. So anybody that has any kind of sleep issues, if you're having trouble sleeping, please, whether civilian or military, go get yourself checked out. It's very, very important.
All right, brother. Hey, thank you for the call. Thank you for the grievance. And I hope you get the apnea worked out sooner rather than later. We do have some open lines. And I'm getting tired of saying that, so fill them up. 913-586-7798.
I, sir, vey.
It's GA going slower. 913-586. You know, if there's a God in heaven, that commercial is in this next break. 913-586. I, sir, vey. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Load them up.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
From the text line, my grievance is that Grayson is the only one on the station doing ED commercials. I'd really love to hear Scott do one so my inner 15-year-old can really laugh. Well, I'm not going to be doing any ED commercials anytime soon, but let me just give you a little teaser.
Yep.
Just you wait.
Just wait. Just sit tight.
Just you wait.
And you shall receive.
We got one. We got one. I was going to say something.
We've got one heading your way.
Heading your way.
In right an around appropriate the corner. Fashion.
Yep. By a much younger voice on this radio station.
Unleash that thing in a couple weeks, I believe.
Yep. Ron and Ron in Grandview. Hi, guys.
Hey, this is Ron.
Hello,
Ron's
Ron.
Ron's dad.
Hi, Ron's dad of Ron.
My son, Ron, has a grievance.
Okay.
He's been trying to get it for a while.
And how old is Ron Jr.?
15.
15 years old. Put him on. Let's talk to him.
All right. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ron. Wow, you're a very confident young man. I like that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. My grievance is about Old Spice. Old Spice deodorant specifically. Everyone at my school that I cannot disclose absolutely hates Old Spice for some reason, and I don't know why. It is a perfectly fine deodorant to use, and there is people say that there's like cases of people using deodorant and like they got like skin infections from using that deodorant.
No,
it's probably just an allergic reaction that you, the person, had instead of blaming it on the deodorant. Does that make sense?
Ron, I love me some Old Spice. It smells like a man.
Ron, I want you to know that I use Old Spice and Axe depending on my mood.
I mean, that's perfectly fine. I have Old Spice in my backpack right now. I mean, people absolutely hate it at my school, and I don't understand why.
Can I ask you something, Ron? In what circumstance are they getting so close to your pits that they can sniff out the type of deodorant you are using?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, honestly.
Well, Ron, that's a good grievance, and you sound like a fine young man. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed this. As you were talking, you're a very good speaker. Not one time did you say or Not one time.
Thank you. I actually thought it out before I did the grievance.
Well, thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Be well, my friend. Kathy in Overland Park. Kathy, hello.
Okay. Have you seen those skeletons that people put out at Halloween? Yeah.
Yes,
not
of course.
Not just like regular size, like the 10, 12 feet tall ones?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you seen those? Okay. So I really don't like those even for Halloween because I think they're kind of scary for little kids, and I'm a teacher. So, but here's my grievance. So this is February tomorrow, right? So in my neighborhood, very nice suburban neighborhood, there's a house right on the main street that have had those two 10, 12 foot skeletons in their front yard since Halloween.
Still, it is still there.
Well, and here's the deal. So I was hopeful, okay, Christmas is over, whatever. Well, they changed the shirt. They have shirts on them. So they had them dressed up like Santas. Now they have, okay, we love the Chiefs. They've got a Chiefs shirt on one and then the opposing team, whoever we're playing each week, on the other one, right? So I'm still hopeful that they, you know, what's the next holiday?
Valentine's Day, yep.
Like Valentine's. Okay, so it doesn't even end there. So, I mean, another suburb away, I'm driving my car, another 12-foot skeleton still in the front yard of this very, in very nice neighborhood. And this thing is still dressed up like Santa.
Wow. Have you thought about the one in your neighborhood very quickly, because we got to move
on? With the other one, I'm gonna ask Kathy, has someone checked on that person? Maybe there's someone dead inside the house.
Or maybe send them a note. Send them a note and don't sign it.
Yeah. It's like, has people gone crazy or what?
That is a rhetorical question, and we appreciate that. Brady in Harrisonville. Hello, Brady.
How's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
My grievance is every Kansas driver.
That's the three of us.
Collectively, all of them?
Yes, collectively, all of them. They're all wild.
Every Kansas driver is wild.
Yep.
Okay. All right, friend. Sweet Barb in Odessa. Hello, Sweet Barb.
Hi, sweetie. I just wanted to congratulate you guys. And I'm so happy 14 years ago that you came on the radio. And I hope I get to spend many more years with you.
Well, you're very sweet. And we hope
Thank
so
you,
too, Barb.
And I'm waiting for Wheel of Fortune to come on, honey, because that's my favorite show.
Hey, man, we'll watch it together at 6:30 on Fox 4.
Okay, bless you.
All right, bless you.
Thank you, Barb. You've said, too, there's a lot of local people that have been on Wheel of Fortune lately.
Just in the last week or so, or maybe week and a half, there was a woman from Overland Park, a retired teacher, and the other night there was a gal from Raytown who was on. Huh? Yeah. Probably because I talk about it so much, and now everybody's watching it, and they want to be on the show.
They want to go spin the big wheel.
Mm-hmm. And the little one that you get in the bonus round. Yeah. Lori in Blue Springs. Hello, Lori.
Hi. I love all three of you, but you guys are my grievance.
Okay.
This dumb eye survey thing. I say it on the way to work. I say it on the way home. I say it doing dishes, in the shower, and going to sleep at night.
Well,
I blame you guys.
Can you sing it for us?
No. I don't know.
Well, you want to say
it? Liar!
Say.
Sam and I will do it. You ready, Lori? I-zer-vey. It's GA going slower.
Yep, that's it, and I hate it. It's worse than everything.
It's bad. It's GA going slower.
Yep, and I'm never going to buy any.
Ask your doctor about Izervay today to get your GA going slower.
Piper.
I didn't know it was going faster, but apparently it needs to slow down.
Piper in Overland Park. Hello.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to say that all of the grievances today have been the funniest thing I've ever heard. So my grievance is, I'm going to make it make sense, is I don't like the way that lack of like accountability for finances are taught to people in school. As a 30-year-old person who went through financing classes in high school, all I was taught to do was balance a checkbook, which almost no longer exists in theory to people that are around my age, although I really wish we would have been taught how to do taxes. So I can do a W-9 and all that fun stuff, but when it comes to like being a small business owner, being a content creator, like video game streaming, which is what I do not know how to do those things, which makes me have to pay additional money for someone else to just tell me, hey, you're going to owe $1,000 to the IRS for taxes. So it's just this consistent loop that I feel I could have gotten myself out of if I would have just been taught those things. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know, and I actually agree with you, Piper. I think that's a great idea, is to teach fundamental, you know, you don't have to get into the weeds and become the next Peter Newman or something, but teach fundamental tax. Say it again.
I said 100%, and I feel like maybe if people were a little less concerned about what deodorant someone was wearing in school and a little bit more about taxes, you might be in a better position when you're older, you know?
It's good.
It's a good one, Piper.
And can you do them on your own? And if so, like, how? I will tell you, we got a bill the other day. Love my tax person. It sometimes you need help doing taxes, and it can be a That is a very specialized skill.
Daunting task.
I do not possess.
Is it expensive?
It was north of what I had expected.
It's not cheap.
Write it down on this piece of paper, and I'll tell you if my tax person would do it for you much cheaper.
No, I love her. It's not that, but I did open it, and I about...
Oh, mine would do it for half of that.
Yeah. It is what it is, because I don't have that set of skills at all.
Well, now, was this the year that there was some hiccups?
I do not own property in Switzerland, or actually any property, now that I've sold my house.
Tesla.
I don't live in one state and work in another. Like, it's just, there's stuff that, you know.
But you have a lot of, you have investments, you have a 401k.
A 401k.
Yeah. I sold a house.
It should not be as expensive.
But you're paying because they understand how to do what most of us do not.
Well, the company that I go with, you can pay an extra $25, and they will represent you in front of the IRS if you ever get audited.
Mm-hmm. She's the best at what she does. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I was not expecting that.
TurboTax, baby.
Lucy in Lee's Summit. Hello, Lucy.
Hello. Happy Friday, everyone.
Same to you.
I was calling because I have two things, and I'll just say this. I second Lori with you guys are driving me nuts with the commercial, but I love how you guys are having fun with it. That does make it easier for me to hear the commercial.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I just had a gratitude was I'm grateful that we had Colin. Colin from the Midday Show is leaving.
Yes, he is. That's your gratitude?
Yeah, I'm grateful for him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good cat, and we're sorry to see him go, but we're in the process of trying to find his replacement. Hopefully we'll have one soon.
He will be making appearances from time to time. He's not gone forever.
Yeah, which means he left on good terms.
Yeah. He's a good guy, and he's always got good things to say, and he makes that show.
Lucy, if he didn't hear this, we'll pass it on to him the next time we get to talk to him. You're listening to Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. David, Alonzo, Kathy, Shelley, all of you, hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment as we wrap up Festivus Friday in just a moment. Boot scootin' boogie. That's what she'll be doing in a little bit. Sounds dreadful. David in South Kansas City. Hello, David.
Hey there.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy. But first off, you know, not that I don't like to talk to you, but the hold music was pretty good.
I'll put you back on.
No.
Oh.
In any case, I've got I know it's what's your grievance, but it's kind of a shout out and a reminder to folks. We've had a lot of snow lately. And I live in a cul-de-sac, and the snowplow drivers do a great job of clearing the cul-de-sac. But what they do end up doing, because of the way the road is shaped and everything, they put like a 3.5 to 4 foot bank against every driveway, against every mailbox.
Yeah.
And so I know that I'm responsible to clean up my sidewalks, but it's a cul-de-sac. There's not much traversing in the cul-de-sac. But what I did do was made an extra effort to make sure that the mailbox was clear for my mail lady, who I love dearly. And she acknowledged me. I happened to be out in the garage when she pulled up, and I came out and got the mail, and she thanked me personally. So, y'all, when you have a snow thing, you got to figure out how many mailboxes these male or females are delivering, and they have to get out of their trucks just to put your mail in the mailbox. Clear your mailbox. That's my grievance.
David, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Alonzo in Liberty. Alonzo, hello.
Hey, love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I actually have a gratitude.
Okay.
I live in a real nice neighborhood, and I'm really happy that people have enough money to put up those great big skeletons, and I love it when they dress them up in the Chiefs uniforms.
They are expensive. Alonzo, it's one of the first things I thought when she said that. Do you know how expensive the skeleton? It's not my thing, but they are expensive.
Charles and Keeley, and if you guys can do it in a minute, we'll be able to get Shelly in with the last minute. Go ahead.
Hi, first-time caller. I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
My daughter Keeley also listens, and she just had something she wanted to say.
And how old is Keeley? Oh, hi, Keeley. How old are you?
sorry, I'm 11.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, I just wanted to say that there is a show that I really love called The Babysitter Club, and I sent a letter to that streaming service asking them very nicely to make a third season of my show, and that was about a month ago, or probably longer, and I still have not gotten a third season of my show back yet, or a letter back. So I just wanted to say that, because I really want a third season of that show.
Okay. Well, Keeley, I hope you do get a letter back, and I hope you do get a third season of The Babysitter's Club.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good weekend, all right?
You too.
All right. Bye.
She is darling.
Shelley in Kansas City, it looks like you're going to get the last word tonight. Hello.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
So my grievance is against Scott and Sam.
Uh-oh.
I listen on podcasts. I'm a little bit behind, and I just this week heard the Dana and the Z-Quil and Trouble Sleeping, and I heard Scott and Sam attacking Dana and saying that she needs to get her head right. And I just want to say, until you two have been through menopause or perimenopause, you don't get a comment.
Yeah, I'm about to help them get their head right upside their heads.
That's right.
All right, Shelley, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
I have a quick grievance since we have about 30 seconds.
Sure.
I was driving home last night like everybody else in the rain, and I don't know if it's me or if my eyes are just going bad. I could not make out the stripes in the road on Shawnee Mission Parkway. And what I ended up doing was just following the person in front of me.
Yep.
And, because I could not see them.
You know what you need?
What?
I.
Get GA going slower. But no, I'm being serious, man. If we can put men on the moon, can we not make glow-in-the-dark paint and restripe the roads? And I don't mean it
or
just for
you could just get LASIK.
Just for the rain. I mean, that would be nice on just a regular night.
Other cities, other states have the reflectors on the stripe.
And why get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Well, Texas does. They have little bitty, they look like.
And they have a name that we can't share on the air.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Texas, and the next word starts with a T, but mm-hmm. I can't say it or I'll get mm-hmm. in trouble. And they put those right there in the middle of the road, and you can clearly make out where the lanes are, even in the rain. We got to run. The bonus hour is next. Have a wonderful weekend. Dana, I hope you and your friend have a nice night.
Bootin', scootin', and boogieing.
OMV?
Yes. Sam Stevie, our producer, finest man in these United States, my good friend and boot scooter, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we'll see you on Monday at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.